I was still listening in thought to her well-remembered tones, still picturing her pale and spiritual aspect, her wasted face and sublime gaze as she lay on her placid deathbed and whispered her longing to be restored to her divine father's bosom, when a feeble voice murmured from the couch behind. "Who's that?" I knew Mrs. Reed had not spoken for days. Was she reviving? I went up to her. "It is I, Aunt Reed."
"Who? I?" was her answer. "Who are you?"
looking at me with surprise and a sort of alarm, but still not wildly.
"You're quite a stranger to me. Where's Bessie?"
"She is at the lodge, Aunt."
"Aunt?"
she repeated.
"Who calls me Aunt? You are not one of the Gibsons, and yet I know you. That face and the eyes and forehead are quite familiar to me. You're like—why, you're like Jane Eyre!"